A seed. A little part of a tree. A little thing that no one notices. A seed. A little piece of wood that contains thousands of pages of information. Time will pass. This piece of wood will begin to use sunlight and the water and minerals in the earth. In time, it will grow millions of times its size. And it will become one of the greatest miracles for people to see. It will become a tree. To disperse their seeds, some plants use other methods still. For example, explosives. This is a cucumber seedling. Because of the special system created by God, the seeds are kept under high pressure. And when the time comes, they are fired off like bullets in a machine gun. And this is a Himalayan balsam. This system has such a flawless design that the slightest touch can set off the firing mechanism. The force of the explosion is so powerful that the seeds of the plant can be projected up to 5 meters away. Plants use not only air transport, but also ocean and river transport. They provide their seeds with the equipment they need to make a journey by water. This plant is a sea bean. This plant has a seed that is the most successful in making journeys by water. Each seed has its own special package. Thanks to this, each seed can move independently of the others. The seed you see is beginning a journey that will take a long time. It is carried by the river currents towards the sea. After traveling many kilometers, it reaches the sea. Its casing will serve both as a raft and a protection. It is taken up by the ocean currents and set off on the journey that lasts sometimes for months and sometimes for years. And despite the ocean's difficult conditions, it survives. Even if its casing breaks open, its tough shell continues to protect it. Finally, it reaches a piece of land. Now, a new sea bean tree starts to put down roots thousands of kilometers away from the parent tree. Some seeds are not only resistant to water, but also to other more destructive elements. Fire. The area where these plants live experiences fire every year because of dryness. For this reason, the plants you see do not expose their seeds immediately. Whenever a fire breaks out and the plants burn completely, a movement begins inside the seed capsules. Shortly after the fire is over, the seed capsules open by themselves. All the plants in the area have died. But special seeds stored away until the fire ends act as an insurance policy for the regeneration of the plant. The soil, made rich and fertile by the ashes, permits the seeds to sprout easily. Because of these seeds created by God to be resistant to thousands of degrees of heat, the plant continues to reproduce itself. Ants are tireless workers. Some plants take advantage of ants' industriousness and make them carry their seeds. For this purpose, they offer the ants a special payment. On the tips of the seeds, they put some food that ants particularly like. If the seeds stay out in the open air, they will be eaten by birds or reptiles. To survive and sprout, they must go underground as quickly as possible. At this point, ants come into the picture and take the seeds underground to their nest. They eat the special food placed for them on the tip of the seed, but don't care about the seed itself. So, the seed finds a place underground where it can sprout with confidence.